Where's my lip syncing? Let's see it, Greg.
I'll even try and sing, dancing. But I might hurt people's ears.
Well, Rosie does that too. He just does it real quiet, kind of under the radar.
I won't go under the radar.
All righty. Hey, Greg Peterson and Kari Spencer here with us this morning at Rosie on the House and the Outdoor Living Hour, and we're talking through what to do with all this food that you gather and you grow. So, Kari, we were talking about dehydrating, and you have a way of making that fruit leather. I mean, I see it in the store. It's all over. You can just pick up five for a dollar or whatever. Tell me how you do yours.
Well, it's easy to make, and it costs a lot less than $5 for a dollar. You know, I recently came into about 6 honeydew melons, and I'm like, what am I going to do with 6 honeydew melons before I go bad? So I pureed them up, put some chia seed and a little bit of Greek yogurt into the mix, and spread them out on trays and dehydrated them, and we have honeydew melon fruit leather, enough probably to last us till next summer.
Two questions. Wow. I didn't know you could put dairy in a fruit leather.
You can. You have to be judicious about it, but you can definitely do it. If it dries out, it's fine. You got to make sure it's dry, though.
Yeah,
really
very dry.
Right.
Yeah. And then what are you using? You're using saran wrap, or what do you have to have something to roll it into, right?
Yeah, huh. I will take a piece of kitchen parchment paper and lay it out on my dehydrating tray, and then brush it with a little bit of sunflower oil, and then spread the puree on it so that it's thin but not so thin that you can see through it. You want to make sure it's opaque. You know, you want to spread it out, and then I put in a dehydrator, let it dry, and when it's all dry, I cut those into strips, roll them up, put a piece of tape on them, and put them in a jar.
Just on the shelf in a jar.
Just on the shelf in a jar.
Did they even get to the shelf before the kids get them?
Well, these, when you have 6 honeydew melons, yes.
There's that abundance again.
Yeah.
And just so let's say we have a listener who doesn't have any of the equipment. They're just going to try this out in the air. And you're talking about making sure it's really good and dry. Are we talking about a day, a week?
Well, if you're going to do it out in the air, it depends on how juicy the ingredients were starting out.
Good point.
But it could take up to a week. And
okay.
And in that case, you're going to want to take that tulle netting and tent it so that it's not laying right on top of the fruit leather. Yeah. Otherwise, it'll be part of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be eating tulle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can always build your own as well. I mean, you know, build a wooden box and put a glass top on it and put some venting in it so that air comes up through the bottom and out the top. And, you know, you got your own solar dehydrator. There's plans for them all over the place online.
Solar dehydrator.
Yeah.
That sounds really current as well.
Yeah,
a new slant on things.
There you go.
Okay, so let's talk through freezing.
Yeah.
Do you like freezing?
I do to a point.
To a point.
Yeah, and my to a point is you have to make sure you use it. You know, we froze a bunch of peaches last year and didn't get to them, and right now they're chicken food because they've got freezer burn on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not. You know, freezing requires power and space.
That's true.
That in the freezer, and sometimes you forget about things in the back, and then they're freezer burn, and they're not so good. But they'll last in the freezer 6 months, even up to a year if you wrap them really well. And so it is an option, and it's probably the one that most people are familiar with because we eat frozen foods all the time.
Well, and it's quick. You know, if you don't have a lot of time, you clean it, cut it up, throw it in a bag, throw it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. But I wasted a whole thing of prickly pear juice because I left it in there for a year. I thought it would be fine. I opened it, I was like,
oh yeah.
It just didn't. It
was
didn't
it
smell
was
right.
it in a jar? I've noticed that if we put things in jars, they last longer.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I did. What I did was put them in big Ziploc bags and dried them flat so that they would stack up in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But so if you're going to put it in a jar, you got to leave how much headroom, because you don't want it to.
For liquids, you want to leave at least a third space, depending on what the liquid is, because that can expand tremendously.
Yeah, it can expand. But I'm talking about just like peaches.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
they're not
hard.
Liquid.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And actually how I freeze those kinds of things is peaches and apricots. I'll cut them in half, take the pit out, put them on a cookie tray, freeze them overnight, take them out of the freezer, stick them in the jar or the bag. So now it's like an ice cube.
Instead of a clump of peaches.
Exactly. Instead of a clump. Exactly. Yeah. And then just stick them in the freezer that way. It's more space saving.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you have to be really careful. They freezer burn after short period of time. And when I say short, you know, 6 months to a year is about the max.
And aren't deep freezes, like a chest freezer, I've heard those are less likely to, well, I think food will last longer in a chest freezer as opposed to one that you're opening on the side of your refrigerator all the time.
Yes, they're more economical.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing. Yeah. So what if you don't grow your own?
That's the other thing. It's like, you know, if you want a can or dehydrator, what do you do?
Well, there's a lot of options here in the Valley. Okay, you could go to the, you know, standard farmer's market trips. There's always produce at the farmer's markets, and we have lots of them here in the Valley.
Let me just give a plug to Arizona Farm Bureau. If you go online to fill your plate, they've got all of them listed. And boy, do we have ton.
Yeah.
So in the summertime, they're going to kind of fizzle out a little bit, right, because of the heat.
Yeah.
But that's one great way, farmer's markets.
Yeah, I was just at Uptown Farmer's Market recently, and you could buy a 10-pound box of tomatoes, which would have been great for dehydrating.
Right.
You know, and it was like $10 or something like that. It was quite reasonable.
My daughter is a recent fan of Sing Farms now that they've reopened, and she comes home with these huge baskets of veggies for a reasonable amount of money.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Okay, so farmers markets, where else?
There's U-Picks. We have lots of farms around Arizona. So if you can go out and look for farms and get on their mailing list and find out when they do the U-Picks. Sometimes at the end of the season, they'll even do a U-Pick where it's kind of like gleaning, getting the last stuff, and that can be really inexpensive. But if you just live in the Valley and you just want to buy a lot of produce all at once, we have some great organizations that distribute produce.
Market on the Move.
Market on the Move. Produce on Wheels without waste. You can get 60 pounds of produce for $10 at their events.
Wow. Yeah.
And a lot of it is organic produce, and a lot of it is locally grown.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Greg Peterson and Kari Spencer. We're going to put your information on Facebook so people can find you and find the information we talked about today. I'm going to take a picture of all that beautiful stuff you brought in, too, so they can see what I got to see this morning.
Nice.
Stay tuned. We got open hour, open lines for you at 9 o'clock here on Rosie on the House.